This week, I found my mind going back to the time when the protest was everywhere, and we were wondering if we could even get to the church. And there was a point there where I turned on CBC News World, and I think I had it going for 2 days straight. And maybe I had some anxiety that prompted me to turn it on, but I definitely had some anxiety watching it play again and again and again. And maybe you identify with that too. But it didn't stop. That's how it's been with Ukraine as well. And I don't have the CBC News World playing the play-by-play, but there's this anxiety that goes with constantly having it coming at me. And I realized it isn't new. We've done it for the pandemic for 2 years. It's even older than that. I remember it first dawned on me seeing those planes hit the buildings in 2001. How long that was on the television. Maybe you remember that or you've seen that clip. And it happened again and again. And maybe there was some anxiety that made me go look in the first place. But I think the anxiety was accentuated as I kept seeing the play-by-play. So I've been reflecting on anxiety. And maybe you have as well. A number of us have had the COVID, myself included, and I understand that the symptoms are all over the place. And so there was a moment where I had a symptom and I thought, is that COVID or is that something else? You see how anxiety works, right? It just gets you and it holds onto you. And I'm aware that when I've talked to some people who have had cancer, that they know something is different about their body, and they dismiss it for a while, and then it kind of takes hold of them that something must be wrong, and I need to do something, and now I'm anxious, and how do I live with this anxiety? How do you live with your anxiety? Maybe you have your particular ways. One of the ways that I remember from my childhood was there were these Bibles that had lists of where you could look for things, as if, reading it in the Bible would give you the reassurance. We got one of those in grade 3. The Gideons came to our class in grade 3. This could never happen today, because it was a New Testament and Psalms, and with Jewish kids and Muslim kids, this could never happen. But they came, an earnest, elderly man as the volunteer, and this was the early 70s, so it was a very hip-looking silver metallic cover with blue letters on it. And inside was a place you could write your name and another place to write down the day that you were saved. Now, I didn't know what that was, but I noticed my classmates filling in both pages and putting the date for both, as if it was just another place that you put your name. And I did find that Bible years later, and I saw that I didn't fill out that saved part because I didn't know what it was, and I was very relieved with myself that I had that skepticism. And I looked in that list of places you're supposed to look for things, and anxiety was John 3:16, as if, every time you're anxious, you're afraid of the fires of hell or something, that's what you're going to be anxious about. Well, 2 years later, my Sunday school teacher, and I think he hit my, the Sunday school teacher's children were 2 years younger than me, so maybe the Gideons came that year to him. He was not to be outdone. And he made sure that we each got a Bible in our Sunday school class. I think he went and privately did a little collection to the parents so that he could afford it, because there were 10 kids in the class. And this was a King James Bible with very pretty plates in it, and it did not have a list of where you look for things. His first class was helping us to find our way around in the Bible. So we spent time with the table of contents and finding things, and we moved from there. This is over a period of weeks. There's a song that you can sing to know all the Bibles, Bible books in order. So we learned that song so you can know what order they were in. I don't remember that song anymore. And then he moved into spending the Sunday school time looking at a particular passage. And this is where he got to choose the passages. And I even remember a few of the ones that he chose. For anxiety, he chose Psalm 23. Because it's about you will have everything that you need. And I think that when people are anxious, maybe that's the reassurance they want, that they're going to have everything that they need. Now, I don't know if reading it is enough. When you're anxious, what do? Maybe, I was thinking about this, sometimes when I'm anxious, I just stew in it and be anxious. I'm kind of like Job in his sackcloth and ashes. I just can't let it go. So I just stew in it and be anxious, like a downward spiral. Or I'll speak to a friend, and there's a good reality check in that. Or, your phone is a great thing to distract yourself from any feeling you've ever had. Or, you know, you kind of get there as you separate yourself from things. You pray. Whether you get to the point of, I need to find something in the Bible that helps me with my anxiety, I'm not sure that might work for you. Maybe you have your favorite places to go. In my experience, when you try and find something specific in the Bible, sometimes it refuses to be pigeonholed. So I've had marriage prep sessions with couples, and I've said, I'd like you to choose the readings for your wedding. And they're looking for that perfect thing that says exactly what they want to say to each other, and it doesn't exist. You know, the wedding in Cana is about turning the water into wine, and they don't see how that's about them. We had a meeting about stewardship for St. John's yesterday, and we were talking about what's the perfect passage to talk about stewardship in our church. And you know, the ones that you know, like, you know, there were the 10 lepers and only one said thank you, is kind of a guilt trip on the 90% to, you know, you got to be more grateful. Like the passages, sometimes they don't take us where, you know, if you want something that's that deliberate, use a meme. And so, how do we reason ourselves through to God does give me what I need? For some, it's strength and energy, or people who care, or the recognition and counting of your blessings, or your own capacity to reason things through. And we all have our ways of defaulting to which of those we prefer. Some people like to reason it through. Some people count their blessings. Depends on the person. We're all different. I think what Jesus is showing us in referencing Psalm 23 and saying, I am the good shepherd, and here it is right here, he's got the sheep, and he's saying, I am the good shepherd. He's saying, my sheep know my voice. That was in the gospel today. It's the capacity building of our time with the shepherd that becomes a resource. So, us being here and intentionally looking in each other's eyes and intending to be community and pray together, that just feels good in and of itself, but it's part of your capacity building for when you're in those times and you don't know where to look. When we shake hands at the peace. One day, it'll come back. It's the kinship of the person beside you. Almost their hand is like the hand of Jesus, guiding you into trusting it's going to be okay. We spend time with our faith, and it becomes the resource for when we're anxious. So I never did look at that Gideon Bible. You know, they handed us a Bible, and I never looked at it. Probably lots of people have Bibles on their shelves like that. The one I got in Sunday school, I actually brought it with me to school in grade 5 because we were mandated to have a reading period. The bell would go off at 10:10, and for 20 minutes we were supposed to read. So I brought my Bible, and I got through Genesis and Exodus. You know, the stereotype thing that people do, right? And then it drops off because you don't know what to do with the rest. The teacher, unlike the teacher in grade 3 who welcomed the Gideons, this teacher was very suspicious. What are you doing with a Bible in class? That wasn't what they thought that was intended by 20 minutes of reading. But that was good reading. I spent time with stories, and some of them are really strange in Genesis. And going back and spending time with reading stories with no thing that you're looking for gives you places where you might go back. You might do that. You might go back to some stories just by getting to know them here with us or in your Bible at home. And then when you're anxious, it just twigs. I know it's going to be all right. I know that God is going to be my rock when I'm in.